my instincts. I'm only human. I got it in me. Stacking that paper, looking to build me. All of a sudden, all of my friends be, yeah, lifting me up like follow your heart. Okay. You're living your dream. We part of the team. We here from the start. Yeah. Anyone that's negative, don't want in my peripherals. Tell them bad vibes go to hell and drown themselves like cereal. Yeah. I'm running, I'm running, I'm running to get something special. My squad is behind me, Millennium Falcon. I'm running to pass it through Castle. You ain't talking that pressure.
Hey, leave that tag on the dresser. Proving them wrong. Hey, that's the joint right there. What's going on? It's the Water Cooler Nerd Talk. Oh, that was like an official, unofficial
with
intro
like
right
actual
there.
Actual music by yeah. You.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, if
for
you,
those that didn't know.
Yeah, if you're wondering, you know, the wandering ear, you know, that was a record by me, moi. It's called Kessel Run. Shout out to all my Star Wars fans out
what
there,
up?
Nerdies out there. You know what I'm saying? You can check that record on Spotify. Just search Orion Pax with two X's and you good. So here we are, Water Cooler Nerd Talk, your boy Dre alongside.
What's going on, everybody? It's Alden here, jamming. Week's almost over.
You know what I'm saying? We feeling good. I know, you know, we kind of take our time with this podcast thing. You know, some podcasts, you know, they bang out the shows and stuff like that. But, you know, we like to build up to it because it's we love doing this. And it's kind of like, you know, exciting when we build up to do
and
the
also,
show.
And also, you got to stay true to what it is, you
exactly.
know. Like, it is meant to be the after work conversations, mm-hmm. you know, when it can come together. Schedules are schedules, but this is supposed to be, you know, no stress whatsoever.
Exactly. And we just have a good time.
But now, there's a list.
There's a list.
There's a list that Dre has.
Speaking of Kessel Run, Millennium Falcon, which brings us to our segue into Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping very soon.
We're so close.
November 12th, right?
Yep, November 12th.
So earlier this week, or actually last week, Sunday, yeah. I think it was Sunday, because I was talking to my brother on Sunday.
And point, yeah.
And he told me Disney just revealed that Disney Plus movie list. And I was like, yeah.
And shows.
And all the shows.
Movies
yeah.
and shows.
And all
new,
the shows.
Original, new.
Everything.
But all the old stuff, too.
And,
and
you
it's
know,
long.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Like, there's movies on this list that I didn't even know that Disney was in charge, like, behind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Sandlot.
Yeah.
Sister Act 1 and 2.
Can't wait to watch. I cannot wait to watch
you know
Sister
saying?
Act 1
just,
and 2.
Just to name a few, but, like, The Sandlot, like, threw me off because I was like, yo, that's a great film, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was a Disney film.
Yeah.
Like, they were behind it. So, just to go rattle off a couple titles from this list, and it's alphabetical, by
right.
the way. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oof.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. 101 Dalmatians, 1961. 101 Dalmatians, 1996.
With Glenn Close.
101 Dalmatians 2. All the Dalmatian films.
I forget about that.
Yeah. A Bug's Life.
Hell yeah.
Goofy Movie.
Hell yeah.
An Extremely Goofy Movie.
Hell yeah.
All the Aladdins.
Dude, can we stop about Goofy Movie for a second to talk about how Powerline might be the best not real musician
right?
of
the
all
Leaning
time?
The Tower of Cheesa.
Oh, Cheesa.
Cheesa.
I love when he stops and he says, you guys ever wonder why we're always wearing gloves?
Yo, I can't wait because I know I think on Netflix it was, the second Goofy movie was on there.
Yeah, that's
they never
extremely.
Would put like.
The first one
the
where
first
they go,
one
they
on
go
there.
Fishing.
That's the one where we want to watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Brave Little Toaster. You
oh,
know what
wow.
I'm saying? All the Alice in Wonderland joints.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Ant-Man, of course, all the Ant-Mans.
Speaking of, there's a rumor that instead of doing Ant-Man and the Wasp 2 / Ant-Man 3, whatever you want to call it, that it's going to be a series.
Really?
Which makes sense. You could do like some cool crime, like,
yeah,
you know, if you did different missions and stuff.
I think that would
that could
be cool.
Because
yeah. like after the second Ant-Man, you're like, okay, what are they going to
do? Yeah, especially after Endgame, like, you know, some of the heroes are definitely, I think the smaller stuff will go to TV.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And not in a bad way, just, you know.
It'll
whatever
be on
works.
Disney Plus.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all we need. Beauty and the Beast. There's all of those because there's like Christmas specials.
Yeah, because it's going to be all the straight to DVD stuff too.
Big Hero 6, one of my favorite.
Oh, that's a good movie, man.
That's a good Bolt.
Oh, Bolt.
You know,
with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Brave, Brother Bear 1, Brother Bear 2.
I've never seen Brother Bear 2.
Me neither. Camp Rock, Camp Rock 2.
Camp Rock 3.
Wait, is it on it? No. Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam. Yo, Heavyweights. Remember that one?
Oh, my God.
Heavyweights is on the list, is on
there.
That's
a Disney movie.
I didn't even know that. I think, now that I remember it, because remember at the beginning when it came on, it has the Disney symbol. Yeah. But some of these, like when The Sandlot came on, I don't remember seeing a Disney castle.
No, and a lot of it, I guess, is like companies that Disney owns.
Yeah.
Like different deals, especially because they bought Fox, so they have all the family Fox stuff as well.
Exactly. All the cars.
I'm still mind blown that there's no Camp Rock 3. I thought there was.
I know. This is the Final Jam.
Well, there's a High School Musical 3.
Yeah, all the High School Musicals are in here.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
All the Cars, plus the DVD ones, you know what I mean, with Mater.
They're probably going to have Planes on there, even though we know Planes doesn't count.
I know, right? can't forget Mighty Ducks.
Hell yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Mighty Ducks should be a Disney Plus series.
It should be. Like, life after, like, you know what I mean? Some of the players are like, what's Bombay doing right now?
It's got to be like...
Bombay has a kid and he's
exactly, the kids,
coach.
Man. The kids. They're the coaches. Maybe, like, they all have sons. One of them has a daughter, but she's, like, tough.
Yeah.
You get that in there. You know, stretch it out. Make the season of the show could be the season. The hockey season.
It could be the Ducks. Yeah.
Like,
the Bash brothers, they got kids.
It'd be awesome.
Little Bashes.
Buddy from Mighty Ducks, Eldon Hansen, was Foggy in Daredevil.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing his thing, which I'm pretty sure that's going to be added here. I think it's going to go to Hulu
because it's too violent. I think that like anything dark will end up on Hulu.
Like Punisher and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Luke Cage.
Even though Simpsons is going to be on Disney Plus.
Yeah, the Simpsons.
So it's like Simpsons gets kind of dark. So yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see what their rule ends up being.
Doug's first movie, DuckTales the movie. Remember that one? Treasure of the Lost Lamp. I have that on. I bought that movie maybe like 2 years ago for my niece at Walmart, $5.
Have you watched the new DuckTales with your niece?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's great.
It's good.
Yeah.
I think Don Cheadle does a voice.
Yeah.
I think he does Donald.
Don Cheadle's in there. Lin-Manuel Miranda. They've got a huge random cast in that show.
It's a great, great show. Dumbo, live action. 8 Below, Finding Nemo, Flight of the Navigator.
Oh, man.
That was the first thing when my brother told me about the list. I'm like, yo, they got Flight of the Navigator on there? He's like, that was a Disney movie? I'm like, yeah. You don't remember that? Navigator.
Do they have Rocketeer?
Yep.
Yes.
Frankenweenie.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about Frankenweenie.
All the Freaky Friday movies from 1977 to
2018. 2003.
Yeah, 2003 and then 2018. Yeah. Frozen, G-Force. My niece has that
pigs?
On DVD with the gerbils or the hamsters.
Yeah. Oh, man, G-Force.
George of the Jungle 1 and 2.
Oh, what?
George of the Jungle.
With Brendan Fraser?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, a lot of people don't know. I was actually watching George of the Jungle the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know, like, you know that scene when he has to go... Towards the end when his girl got kidnapped.
Yeah.
He goes back to like, you know, is it Africa? Where is it, Africa?
I think so.
I just know
could be South America or something.
I just know there's a scene where he puts on some Nikes and they're Nike Air Up Tempos.
Yeah.
Which I had a pair.
And it helps him.
When that movie was out. He had the black with the white outline trim and it says Air in big letters.
Yeah.
And he was running. And I was like, "Oh shit! Like, okay."
Yeah, because
I completely forgot about that.
Because the whole they show you like he's super already fast like without them.
Yeah, and he takes the box and he puts some and he takes the box out and uses some fresh up tempos the Nike Airs and I'm like, "Yo, okay, I see Brendan Fraser got that shoe game on point right there."
Oh,
and that was
great.
Like the poppin' shoe at that time. It was around like. I think that came out in like 97.
Mid-90s, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I had a pair. And I was like, yo, he got these. It was so cool.
And all those movies, that was the age of product placement. Mm-hmm. Like nowadays you see like some light product placement, like Tony Stark always drives an Audi, right. Like things like that. But back then they straight up were like, the product is important to the story.
Right. Like on Wayne's World. It's like, yeah. Oh, product pay. He's eating Doritos.
Yep.
And have a headache. Pepsi, it's the drink of the new generation.
Yeah, man. Oh, so funny.
So great. All the Herbie movies. Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Homeward Bound 2. Lost in San Francisco.
Oh, my God.
All the Honey, I Blew Up the Kids series. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Honey, We Shrank Ourselves. Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. I Am Number 4. I didn't know that was a Disney movie.
Yeah, no. I didn't know that either.
Inspector Gadget.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? 1 and 2 with Michael Broderick.
Yeah, 2 was weird.
Was Michael Broderick in the second
one?
No, that's right. I didn't watch 2. The first one.
I know I've seen it, but yeah, the first one is so good.
That's where it's at in the first one. Inside Out, all the Iron Mans, John Carter, Jonas Brothers, The Concert Experience.
John Carter is so much better than they gave it credit for.
Yeah.
The movie made no money, and it's totally their fault. Because it was supposed to be called John Carter of Mars.
Of Mars.
And it was going to have like a cool poster, and they had a poster for it or something. And then close to it coming out, they got scared, and they just decided to call it John Carter.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So, Virginia. That movie was... Me and Jelani actually went to see that movie in the theater.
Which movie?
John Carter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, his name
when
was...
When you said Virginia, I was
Virginia.
Like,
what? Remember his and name? Then, was, yeah, they called him Virginia.
Yeah.
The guy was like, Virginia. That movie was good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was cool.
What is this? All the Mary Poppins. Let's see what we got here. Mickey. Moana. Mr. Holland's Opus. Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Holland's Opus? What? That movie's so sad.
Right?
Oh.
The Muppet, Treasure Island, Muppets Most Wanted.
Hell yeah.
Mulan 1 and 2.
Yes.
It's all about the first Mulan. That's all that, you know what I mean? That's all you need.
Some of those straight-to-DVD sequels are okay. Like, Mulan 2 is not bad.
It's like Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. Like,
Simba's Pride is a good movie.
It was cool. It was cool.
With Kovu? Where Simba's like, I don't fucking approve of your boyfriend.
Simba's a dad now.
Simba's like, I've seen what happens with those shady types.
Exactly. Operation Dumbo Drop. That's on there.
Wow.
Peach Dragon, both of them. Phineas and Ferb.
The show and the movie.
Yeah,
guess,
Phineas
yeah.
and Ferb, Mission Marvel, Phineas and Ferb, the movie. Across the Second Dimension.
Oh, that's exciting. It's all the Disney Channel stuff.
Yeah, because I was wondering if it's going to be the Disney XD shows. Like,
yeah.
You know how they have like the Marvel Avengers,
right.
Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh, dude, Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yeah, oh, that's a dope show,
that
too.
Oh, that show is so... I mean, obviously Spider-Man 90s
yeah.
is great.
Of course.
Spectacular is so good. And they have... We'll get to some of those Marvel cartoons.
Let me see. Pirates of the Caribbean. All the Pirates. Recess series.
Yeah, man. Recess.
You know what I'm saying? Richie Rich, Christmas Wish, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Return to Oz. I'm only in the S's right now.
You say Return to Oz?
Yeah. What is it? Richie Rich.
They're putting Return to Oz on there?
Mm-hmm.
That movie's fucked up. Did you ever see Return to Oz?
No.
So it's a sequel to Wizard of Oz, but not really. So, like, it's... A sequel, kind of. It was made in the 80s, but it's so definitely, like, does its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorothy was in an insane asylum.
Really?
Because nobody believed her when she came back from Oz.
From Oz?
Like, after she explained what happened, like, and the Scarecrow, and the Tin Man, and you were there, and you were there.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I was so scared. Apparently, according to this movie, they were like, she's crazy. And they locked her up.
Really?
And she, like, gets out and goes back to Oz, but it's creepy as hell, dude. That movie will give you nightmares.
Yo, I gotta check. Now I'm interested in seeing what that's about. Dang. All the Star Wars, the Clone Wars.
Yep, Clone Wars, and then gonna get a new season as well.
Yep, Revenge of the Sith, Solo.
They've got all of them on there except Rogue One and Last Jedi. Because
no, I saw Rogue One. Rogue One's on here.
That it's Solo. Is Solo on there?
Mm, Solo's on here.
Maybe it's just Last Jedi, because one of them is finishing up a contract at Netflix.
Oh, Last Jedi is on the list.
Maybe it's just like what they plan to have.
Then. Yeah.
Because I know that Solo and Last Jedi are on Netflix right now, so maybe mm-hmm. maybe they got it resolved.
Exactly, because I know there's other Marvel movies on Netflix.
Yeah, Infinity War is on Netflix right now. Mm-hmm. So all those are going to be wrapping up the best they can quickly.
The BFG.
Right.
The Black Cauldron.
So good.
The Brave Little Toaster goes to Mars.
What?
The Brave Little Toaster to the rescue. What?
There's more?
I didn't know that. I'm used to the Brave Little Toaster.
There's a trilogy?
Wow. The Cheetah Girls.
1, 2, and 3.
Yes. No, yeah, you're right. Cheetah Girls 2. The Cheetah Girls, One World.
Cheetah Girls 2 still had Raven, but Cheetah Girls, One World did not have Raven. Mm-mm. Raven was like, I'm done with this.
I'm done with this. Yo, Chronicles, the Narnia, the two Narnias.
There's three Narnias. Are they going to have all three?
The third one, remember, wasn't Disney. Remember that?
It was a different company?
The Don Treader.
The Don Treader. Don Treader. Who made the Don Treader? I'm going to look it up while you
do
this.
Look that up. Because the first one's on here. And
then Prince Caspian,
yeah. The Dawn Treader was it was okay, but Disney wasn't behind that one.
Voyage of the Dawn Treader was done by 20th Century Fox. So they will own it very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah. Hopefully, or they do already. Yeah. They're just going to work it out.
Exactly.
It says Disney's acquisition of Fox. Disney now officially owns all three films. Yeah. Okay. So it'll probably end up on there at some point. They should have continued those. I mean, they weren't bad. People just didn't care after a little bit.
And then, the kids. The main two kids got older, so they left on the third one, remember?
Yeah, I heard that Netflix has the rights to a series.
Really?
Yeah, that they are going to do. Netflix is going to do a Narnia series, and they're going to do a live action Last Airbender.
Oh.
As a show.
I think we spoke about that. Yeah, you that mentioned
that. That
would be cool. Yeah. They got, let me see what else is here. The Hunchback. Fox and the Hound. What is this? The Good Dinosaur. The Haunted Mansion. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was Disney.
Hitchhiker's Guide. Great and
film.
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. Great movie. The Lion King, The Lone Ranger, Lizzie McGuire movie.
Lizzie McGuire getting a sequel show.
Yeah.
With her as a 30-year-old.
Mom. Parent Trap. Both of them.
Oh, dude, the Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap is so good.
Hey, remember the Santa Claus films?
Yeah, I can have all three of those.
Those are going to be on there. Let's see what else we got. I'm trying to see if this list has all the Toy Stories, the cartoons. Because you were talking about some cartoons you mentioned earlier when we were talking, right?
Yeah.
Zootopia, Wreck-It Ralph.
Nice.
The Winnie the Pooh, Willow.
Willow, that's right.
What?
Because Willow's a Lucasfilm.
That's right.
So it counts.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh wow.
So those are just a few. We can keep going on and on, but that's just to give you a.
And then you're gonna have
your shows, your cartoon shows.
Yeah, your X-Men 1992 animated series.
X-Men.
Here's a question. Obviously, you know they own Fox now, so they have X-Men back. Are they ever gonna put the X-Men movies on Disney Plus?
That's a good question.
Or are they going to wait a long time, them to do it in the MCU, make it good, and then be like, and if you want to see the...
No, I think that's too long. I think they should just take what's been out now.
Just put it all on
just
there.
Just put it all on there now. And then, of course, if they add this new X-Men...
Whatever it's going
to
be.
MCU, yeah. They just, okay, now it's on Blu-ray, and you can stream it. On Disney Plus.
Like, they're never going to put, Deadpool or Logan on there, but, X1, 2, 3. I mean, you have the Marvel movies. You know, there's nothing as, you know.
Like, I mean, you think Deadpool will be added to Hulu?
It probably have to be.
And Logan? Because Deadpool, of course, is a Marvel / Disney.
Because, I mean, there are going to be on Disney Plus children's settings, like a children's account versus an adult account.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's up to the... Hey, do it. And then put Deadpool, you know, but it's up to the parent to make sure that it's not Disney's fault. It's your fault if you don't set up the children's account.
Yo, I'm looking. Let me see. I didn't see Black Panther on here. I was in the B's, but I probably
Black Panther might be on Netflix.
Black Panther's on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I scammed over it. Yeah.
But yeah, they're going to have all your Marvel animated shows. Obviously, the original stuff. The first original show will be The Mandalorian, which comes out on launch day.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not releasing everything at once. They're going to do things week to week, right, which I think is smart because you don't want to do the same thing as Netflix.
Right.
Because, you know, I've talked about it with people, and, you know, it's kind of frustrating because I get it, because it's like you want to be like, yeah, I'm going to fucking binge it. It's going to be awesome.
No, I think they should wait.
But you want to wait because what we've learned is that binging is cool if you're us. If you're the nerd that wants to watch Stranger Things, you're like, oh, yeah, Stranger Things. You watch all of it. The problem is that if you're running the business or running a TV show, then you came and went.
Yeah.
Like, people forget already. Like, people talked about Stranger Things season 3 for, like, 2 weeks.
And then that's it.
And then it was gone.
Yeah.
You want them to be talking about your show for 8 to 10 straight weeks of the year.
That's how, like, Walking Dead was when it was...
Yeah,
you know,
when Walking Dead was at its hottest.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, I can't wait till Sunday. Or
people talking about it at work.
When the new season was getting ready to drop with Negan, who's going to off? That was, like, intense.
Yeah.
So you
go
wanna...
back to Lost. Dude, I was in high school. I was, like, a senior in high school when Breaking Bad was ending. We were talking about Breaking Bad every week before class. Every week we were like, holy shit.
It's the anticipation.
Yeah.
So I think... So when they put The Mandalorian on, is it going to be all the episodes, or are they going to do one by one?
One by one. Yeah, that everything's going to be one by one, I think, on Disney Plus.
So what I'm talking about is, like, one episode one, bam. Next week you can get episode two. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's not like how Netflix does the whole season at one time.
Nope, that's what I mean. Yep.
That's cool because they'll be like, when it's available, you just, boom, go and stream it.
Yeah, they'll be like, you know, you log in, you get the first episode. Come back
to
this page next week.
Episode 2 is
going
to be available next week or 2 weeks.
I could see them dropping 2 to start just to really get you going. But, yeah, they're going to stretch it out.
That seems fair, yeah.
I could also see them taking, like, a half-season break. Because they started.
Walking Dead would do that.
Exactly. They start in November. So if you release, like, 3 episodes of Mandalorian, then everybody's attention is going to be on The Rise of Skywalker. Let the movie dominate. And then come back in the spring, like TV does.
Yeah, do like 3, like you said, like 3 or 4 episodes. Hit them with the Star Wars. That's going to be creating buzz for about a couple months.
Yeah.
And then by like February, let's come back. You know what
Definitely.
I mean? Word.
So what would you say are like the things you're most excited about?
For Disney Plus? Everything. I mean.
Yeah.
I just don't know where to start, like, with all these movies and shows, you know, because it brings, a lot of the shows bring back nostalgia.
Yeah.
Flashbacks of your childhood and movies that you didn't know were Disney films, like I said earlier.
I know.
So it's like you're watching something like
Sister Act.
Sister Act. Wow. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Like, I didn't know these were Disney was backing these.
And that's the thing is that they're going to have the original programming, like Mandalorian, like the Jeff Goldblum show. Like the High School Musical show, like the Lady and the Tramp movie, like, you know, eventually Loki, Winter Soldier,
and stuff,
Falcon, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to have all this stuff for you to consume now. But then, you know, when there is nothing, you could be like, man, I really want to watch Mighty Ducks again.
Yeah.
Like, they got
I can binge the trilogy right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And I'm excited for that. And... just the fact, you know, they're going to have ESPN is going to be on there.
Yeah.
You can access that in the Hulu.
In the package, yeah, if you get the 3 package. And then even not without that package, you know, there's things on Disney Plus we didn't even mention. Like, Disney Plus is going to have all of National Geographic, too.
Oh, word?
Yeah, because Disney owns Nat Geo. So they're going to have, like, nature documentaries
and
stuff.
Nat Geo is my shit, though. Yeah. I'll be watching that. Yo,
yeah.
Nat Geo goes down, like... today we are going to explore the Arctic. Oh, I'll be watching that Geo. Like the Planet Earth series.
Yeah. Yeah, man. There's nothing quite like watching an animal do its thing in slow motion.
And the dude that be narrating it, the British dude.
Yeah, Attenborough.
Yeah, she's looking for her young. Oh, on the way. Clumsy one. Like the way he'd be like.
Oh yeah, it's all, there's always like the narrating. Look at it go.
Look at it go.
There it is, following
Meanwhile,
its mom.
Mother is over there I'm like, yo, this is so...
And then, slowly but surely, a predator awaits.
Will he be at lunch? You don't know.
It's always those cliffhangers.
It's great, man. I love all the Nat Geo shows. So that's... I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's going to be on. Their big campaign thing is Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, Disney Animation, and movies, Nat Geo. Like, those are the five core. And then Hulu and ESPN are the add-ons. But then... You know, on top of all the original shit that's not related to, like, they're doing a show called Encore, hosted by Kristen Bell, which will be like a singing show. They're doing a documentary about one day across all the Disney parks in the world, like showing you the ins and outs and stuff. Wow. Like a documentary. Like, they have the money.
Yeah, they
do. To just do whatever they
want. And it's like, these shows, people are going to be getting, like, deals now. Like, oh, they signed. Oh, yeah, check out my show now. It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, yo, it's dropping on Netflix tomorrow.
The streaming battle is going to be, like, exactly what you just said, where the talent is going to, they're going to go where the money is, and B, they're going to go where they can get the most exposure. And, you know, mm-hmm. Netflix might let you go darker, sexier, more adult, and maybe that's what people want to do with their careers. You know, there's lots of stuff that could only be on Netflix, and that's great.
Yeah,
but it's hard to resist, you know, what will probably be the biggest launch of any.
And the price
platforms.
it's cheaper.
The price, dude, $7. $7, that's
$7 a month, right?
$7, that's it. And you could buy a year for like 70, which makes it even cheaper.
Yeah, because Netflix is what? What's Netflix? 10, I think. They upped it to 10?
Netflix is like 12.
12.
16 if you have like the top plan.
Dang, I think I just got
the
12.
Like the most TVs. Yeah, I think I just have
the 12. The $12 joint. But I'm excited, yo. I can't wait. And speaking of Disney, since we are still on that, yeah. I know you mentioned something about Kevin Feige.
Yeah, so that was news. Basically, if you guys haven't heard, Kevin Feige, president of Marvel, head guy behind the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's a Star Wars fan. He's been a Star Wars fan his entire life. He did an interview last year on the Star Wars show where he talked. You know how when Infinity War came out, everything was Marvel the first 10 years.
Like, yeah.
All of that he ripped off from Star Wars. And he said that. He said, yeah. You know, when he was a kid in 1987, when they celebrated the 10 years of Star Wars, it was Star Wars, the first 10 years. And he said that as a kid, he always thought about that and was like, wow, like the first 10. Like, it just made you as a child think, like, could they ever bring it back? You know, because they only had 3 movies. So he's always thought about Star Wars and has used the models. And obviously, like, there's so many references, like Peter Parker.
Talked about
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
And everybody in Marvel Phase 2. Every movie in Marvel Phase 2 has somebody losing a hand because it was the second phase, just like Empire Strikes Back was the second movie, and Luke lost his hand.
Yeah.
So in all the movies, you can find somebody losing their hand at some point.
Yeah.
So
oh,
there's
wow.
those little references. So he's always liked it. Well, now he will, you know, all the same company.
Mm-hmm.
He will be moving down the hall, not permanently. Nothing's changing on either side. But Kathleen Kennedy, who is the head of Lucasfilm and brought Star Wars back and helped create Rey, Kylo Ren, BB-8, brought all the new movies together. They are going to team up and co-produce a Star Wars movie. We don't know anything about it. We heard in a report that he will be asking a Marvel actor to do one of the roles from the MCU, someone we know already.
Hmm.
So who knows who that could be, but, you know, it makes perfect business sense. I mean, if you're, you know, top guy at Disney.
Top
if you're Bob
Disney
Iger
and
Alan Horn, you know, head of motion pictures, you have the two biggest franchises on the planet.
Yeah.
You have the two biggest super producers on the planet. Of course you pair them up.
Heck yeah, yo. Like and is this film going to be like a one-off, like how Rogue One and Solo?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it because I don't know where in the schedule it could go.
Yeah.
Because they have said, you know, we have movies coming out in 2022, 2024, and 2026.
Okay.
Which is going to be, which sounds like a trilogy. They didn't say it is, but that would make sense. You picked 3 dates already. They could slide in the in-between years, something if they wanted. Maybe it is one of the ones they already announced. The problem is that we don't know, because there's a few Star Wars projects that are all developing right now behind right. the scenes. One from the Game of Thrones guys, one yeah. from Rian Johnson. So it could be anything. I mean, or they could throw a curveball and say,
possibly,
this is going to be Disney Plus only.
That would be dope. Exclusively you know? On Disney Plus.
Yeah. So they've said, oh, we're not going to do exclusive Star Wars on Disney Plus. I'm like, you're full of shit.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you will at some point. That It's too good. It's too lucrative.
Yeah, you got to put an exclusive Star Wars movie only on Disney Plus yeah. just to do it. Like yeah. how they have that only on Netflix. You got to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it'll happen.
Let the fans.
It won't be a main one, but, yeah. you know, like there's rumors right now that they might follow up Solo on Disney Plus as a miniseries. Like show, you know, Kira, Darth Maul, like ooh, what happened after and stuff
crazy.
Like that. So, you know,
that'll be a good look.
Yeah. So that basically is all of our thoughts, people. We want to know what you think, what you're most excited about, what original shows you want to watch first, what shows they haven't announced that you would want them to do. I'm down for Kira, Darth Maul, personally.
I'm down for that, too. I'm down for any kind of Star Wars flip.
Like longer
you know
series.
What I'm
yeah,
series,
like the standalone
I'm
stuff.
In there. Yeah.
And with the stuff that they own that they haven't even touched, I mean, like, you know, from buying Fox, like they own things like Alien, Predator. They own Firefly. Dude, bring back Firefly.
Oh, do Firefly. Do like a Predator series.
Yeah, dude. Oh, like a Predator, like.
Oof.
We never saw like how it really works on their planet,
like
you know?
So. Yeah, that, and then our series like with the AVP, with what's her name, the on the first Alien vs. Predator with the chickie.
Oh, yeah.
And she was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I just can't remember the name. But yeah, that would be cool. So I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah, it does. Great discussion. You know, we were kind of geeking out. I'm just going through this list, you know?
Yeah, lists are good.
So you can just, you know.
And it's only going to grow.
Exactly. So November 12th, Disney Plus
yep.
dropping.
And they've already confirmed that. Like, yeah, that's the core list. But now, going forward, Disney releases, like, yeah, your Blu-ray, DVD, but they're going to hit the service too. So Captain Marvel will be the first one that hits the service. Endgame, I think, is going to be on it by Christmas. And then Rise of Skywalker will be on it when it comes out next year.
Okay, because these movies just came out.
Yeah.
I mean, they came out, but they just hit Blu-ray.
Yep. So now it's going to be, you know, like if you're a parent, you're going to be like, am I really going to spend $30 on a Blu-ray for this kid? Just $7 a month over here.
Exactly.
Like, you know?
What do you want for Christmas, Johnny? I want Disney Plus. Yeah.
Honestly. Here, Johnny, sit down. Shut up.
Sit down. Eat your mac and cheese.
Sit down for the entire day.
Right?
just keep clicking. You'll find something.
You'll find something. There's a plethora. See what
yep,
I did there?
A plethora. Yep.
Plethora of films on there for your entertainment.
Yep.
Keep you busy.
It's
going
to be wild.
There it is. Water Cooler Nerd Talk. I don't even know what episode we're on. It's like I lost count.
16?
16, I think. Yeah,
15?
Yeah. One of those. One of the 17. Teens. We in the teens.
Yeah, we're in there.
Yeah,
upper teens.
Yeah, we in there. You know, we just got our permit, so we can
exactly.
We going to be driving soon.
Exactly.
So Alden, let them know where they can find you.
You can find me
stalk him.
Yeah, you can find me. You stalk me while I tweet about the Mandalorian and other things.
The countdown clock,
dude, can't wait. At @AD_Strider or on Instagram @A.D.Strider or Talking Star Wars on Octo Radio, on all your podcast platforms. And then you can find the man, the myth, the legend, whose song, Kessel Run, opened the show today. Dre, let him know.
Yo, you can check me on Twitter, @LogicMC. Also on that IG, @It'sOrionPax. I know I got two different social media names, but that's just what I do. IG, you can spell it ITSORIONPAXX. And like Alden said, that's my record, Kessel Run. Look for it on Spotify. It's out now, and that's about sums it up. So may the force be with y'all. Here we are, man. Water Cooler Nerd Talk. We out.